Welcome to the Context Machine, episode number 678. We started this in 1923. I'm Brian Chaffin.
And I'm easily entertained. Actually, I'm Jeff Gamet. Hey, everyone. Check us out on our online home, contextmachine.io.
You can also use contextmachine.io to reach out to us, or you can find us on Mastodon at Context Machine and on Blue Sky at contextmachine.bsky.social.
That's super cool. Also super cool, Brian.
Yep.
We have a new sponsor today.
Oh, that's great.
Yep, it's the Insta360 X5 camera.
Oh, that thing is cool.
It is. It's a 360 camera, 8K, 185-minute battery life, and captures images in flat mode, you know, like regular photographs, and 360 video at the same time. Only forking shirt balls. Super cool. So that's why I'm really excited they're a sponsor.
Will you tell us more about them later in the show?
I will, but I didn't want to give it all away right now so that people have something to look forward to. And I know you're probably thinking, yeah, but they can look forward to us talking. Well, they probably are actually looking forward to that instead.
Yeah, I've heard us talk.
Yeah, so have I. Yeah.
By the way, the since 1923 joke, and that word's doing a lot of heavy lifting there. It reminds me of something I saw this week from, I don't have it in front of me because I wasn't thinking about this, but it's from Goodreads. And it was like, see the most popular books in the last 100 years on Goodreads. It's like,
oh,
you ain't been around for 100 years, folks. I'm assuming that really means like, go to Goodreads to see a list of the most popular books from the last 100 years. But anyway, their wording was very questionable. Very questionable.
They need an editor.
I think it was deliberate. But anyway, it turns out that Goodreads has not been around for 50 years, for 100 years. Not 50 years, not maybe 20 years. Anyway.
Maybe.
Anyway. Sorry. Let's talk about myths.
No, that's okay. Yeah. Actually, let's.
So myth and myth two, and I'm going to immediately start out this conversation by saying that I am not talking about the game Myst. I'm talking about myth.
Myth from Bungie versus Myst from Cyan.
Yes. Everyone who has not played Myth always jumps to the idea that I'm talking about Myst, but I'm not. I'm talking about Myth and Myst 2, and to a lesser extent, Marathon from Bungie Games, which was, anyway, Myth, the thing is that Myth has been revamped for today.
Not tomorrow, just today. So don't procrastinate, kids, or you'll miss out.
Yeah, so it's been remastered, and it's compatible with Apple Silicon, Intel, and nice. PowerPC, because when this game came out, it was PowerPC only, I think, right?
It was a long time ago, so yeah, I believe you're right, PowerPC. For those of you keeping track, Bungie started as a Mac-only gaming company because they felt like the Mac was underrepresented in gaming and deserved some high-quality games.
Yes.
And they made high-quality games, and then Microsoft bought them.
Yes. We're going to bitch about that more in a second, but first we're just going to tell you about this Myth and Myth 2 news. So this remastered, it's called a Myth Twice Born Edition. It's essentially been done by the modding community, which has kept Myth alive for the, you know, 20 years. Actually, goodness gracious, I was playing that in the 90s. the mid 90s.
So my shock and questioning here is actually legit.
Yep.
Not me just trying to emphasize a point you're making. So this isn't Bungie actually doing it. This is the user community.
Yes.
Okay, that's pretty cool.
Yeah, and I mean, if Bungie was going to redo Myth, I think they would just do something entirely new. I don't think Bungie would put their effort into keeping this 30-year-old game alive, because it's got to be close to 30 years old. Which is, anyway, it's crazy. Wow. Myth was a great game. I think it's called the fantasy tactics game. It used 3D terrain, and physics were involved, and you controlled groups of different types of fighting units to fight the bad guys. And it was so much fun, and I loved it. And it was, I think the first one came out on Mac only, the Myth 2, and then it eventually came out for Windows, I think. And Myth 2 had an online component in the late 90s where you could pay people cross platform. Wouldn't even know what kind of what platform the people you were playing against were on.
Right. But like late 90s?
Yeah.
Not a lot of people had broadband.
That's for sure.
Can you imagine playing this on a dial-up modem? Kids, go ask your parents about that. And matter of fact, walk in the room and go, deener, deener, and they'll get it.
Yep, they will. Another fun Myth fact is that I was stunned to find out, because I was heavily into this, and I played it quite a bit, and I played it quite a bit online with Myth 2. And I was stunned to eventually realize that Windows players did not use the grouping feature. So like you could select two or more of specific units and then make a group out of them, so that every time you called that group, you were able to do it with just, you know, a keystroke, rather than going back and finding them again and clicking on each of them or dragging to select them. And it just made it so much easier. And the reason why it worked on the Mac, and the reason why you could tell that this was, these were Mac people that had made the game and the feature, was it used Command 1 through 0, Command 1, Command 2, Command 3. And those would be your groups of warriors that you would then call. And Windows, it was Control 1, 2, 3, 4, et cetera, which is control is a very awkward key to be using in conjunction with other keys. Right.
Yeah,
and I found out that Windows users weren't using those groups. And I feel like that actually put them at a significant disadvantage to Mac users, but that's just me. Anyway, that's a fun little fact for me. I don't know about you, for you guys, but for me, it's a fun little fact.
No, I find it interesting, especially since even with all the differences in Mac OS and Windows today, there are so many things that are very similar across the platforms. And but there was a time when that was not the case. And you would have situations like this where a very useful feature didn't get used on one platform because it was awkward with the keyboard commands. They were primarily for the other platform.
Yeah. And there's also the fact that Apple was once zealous about enforcing what command keys did what for their third-party developers. So, you know, command, the things that we take for granted, command Q for quitting, command W for closing, command Z for undoing, command X for cutting, command C for copying, command V for...
Wait, slow down. I have to take notes.
No, you don't.
Command Z, we can undo?
Yes. You. Command A, Command S. These were all the same across apps. And so we became very comfortable with them. Whereas on Windows, the control this or that was not tightly controlled by Microsoft. So, I feel like more Windows people would go up to the menu and select their actions from the menu than would use keyboard shortcuts.
Wow.
Yeah. So whatever. The remaster is compatible with Apple Silicon, Intel, and PowerPC. And they also have redone all of the graphics. And so that we have a link to, we will have a link in Apple to in the show notes to Apple Insider, which did a very nice story about this. They used a combination of, I'm trying to find it, pixel level
Mountain Dew. I'm assuming they used a combination of Mountain Dew and pizza
to hand, make this happen. The assets were remade by hand using old 3D software and pixel level editing. And it's been going on for years.
Wow.
Yeah, for years. But anyway, they do have it ready. You will have to have a version of Myth 2 to run this new version, which again is called Twice Born Edition, which is a great name. It's not hard to find a copy of Myth 2. I quickly found some versions of Myth 2 running out there.
Cool. You know, I like that Bungie is really cool with the gaming community. And the stuff they're doing with these really old games like this.
They haven't, but I don't think so. Take-Two actually owns a part of this particular project. This particular IP, the Myth IP.
Uh-huh.
I don't think they have officially blessed this.
So, well, I mean, Bungie being okay with it and Take-Two not being okay with it, I can see that.
Yeah, that's fair.
Yeah. Keep in mind, Bungie's the company that took Marathon, which was like the real breakthrough first-person shooter game on the Mac. And it actually had a big impact on first-person shooters across the board. They open-sourced all three of the Marathon games.
Yeah.
And now there's people out there that are maintaining the games. You can get mods so you have higher quality graphics, and I mean, you can do all kinds of cool stuff. I even installed them. I had them on my old Intel MacBook Pro. I've got them on my M2, and it's kind of crazy to play Marathon on an M2 MacBook Pro with a 34-inch widescreen.
That's fun. It is. I loved Marathon and will forever hate Microsoft for buying Bungie.
Same. And I mean, I remember the Apple keynote at Macworld Expo where Bungie was on stage and they showed off the amazing new game that they were about to release Mac only.
And
it looked bonkers.
Mac and Windows.
No, Halo was going to be Mac only
when Mac, it first released. Surely Mac first.
So, well, I mean, Windows might have been coming, but at release, it was going to be a Mac-only game.
Okay.
And then Microsoft bought them and turned it into an Xbox game.
Right. And they, Microsoft and bought
the Mac version.
Yeah. And Microsoft bought Bungie both because they wanted a franchise game for the Xbox, but specifically to blunt Apple's progress in gaming that was spearheaded by Bungie.
Yep.
Yeah.
And it worked.
It worked. Yeah, it did work. I will forever hate Microsoft for that.
Yeah, I'm not happy about the whole thing. But at the same time, I really believe that if they hadn't bought Bungie, at some point we would have lost Bungie.
Yeah, and probably.
They put so much money into Bungie and the Halo property. Like, holy crap, it's turned into like movies and books or a TV show. And Halo is a huge property.
Yep. That's true. And it was mainly a huge property on the Xbox. But
intentionally,
it would have been nice if the Mac had been a part of it.
I agree. But that would have bit into Xbox sales. And right. Microsoft didn't want that.
Right. Right. And it would have bit into Windows sales too. That was the thing. They wanted to blunt Apple's progress in gaming. Being led, I mean, and it's, I say Apple's progress. It's not like Apple was doing anything to help.
Yeah, that's true.
So in the meanwhile, by the way, Bungie, who's now owned by Sony, it seems like Microsoft sold. If you know all this stuff, I'm sorry. I've kind of lost track of.
That's all right. When you say Bungie. This stuff, I'm going to act like it's news to me, so it sounds even more interesting.
I was talking to our listeners when I said, "If you know all this stuff."
Okay.
All right. So, if you know all this stuff, I'm sorry for mentioning it. Like it's some kind of unknown, but Microsoft sold Bungie to someone. Was it Activision? Maybe. Anyway, and then Sony ended up buying it for $3.6 billion, and there's been some management issues since then. But regardless, they're working on a Marathon reboot.
Yeah. So I'm looking forward to that. Just, I mean, even if it's just to see what they're doing with it, it's just cool to me that this game that I played on, gosh, what did I play on first? A Mac Quadra 610 DOS compatible. That's what I played Marathon on first. Yeah.
Yeah, I played it first on a Power Computing Power 100.
That was probably a better gaming experience than what I had.
Yeah,
and yet was. I played the crap out of that game.
Fair enough, I did too. But the new game is it feels like it's not a reboot of Marathon. It is a revisiting of the Marathon source material for a new game entirely. I feel like if anything, it feels like it's more of a Fortnite thing, although I could be wrong about that. What did they call it? A scavenger?
I don't even remember. Yeah, it's like a scavenger thing. Maybe one of us should have done some research.
Yeah, but you know, I've met us.
Like that's going to happen.
So we'll have a link or two to a couple of articles about Marathon. It's exciting. There is a cinematic trailer out there that is gorgeous. That's not a gameplay trailer. It's a cinematic trailer. It's 8 minutes, and it's just amazing looking. The gameplay trailers also look interesting. So, yeah.
It's yeah, fun. They do. Yeah. Hey, Brian, you know what else is fun?
What?
The Insta 360 X5
camera. I've heard this.
Yeah. So, okay, here's the deal. For those of you that don't know, because this is kind of a new thing, well, really new thing, super new thing, the X5 is the new flagship 360-degree camera from Insta 360, 8K video, enhanced low-light performance, so you can get any angle shooting you want any time of day. It has better audio than the previous cameras. The battery life comes in at like 180 minutes. You have an invisible selfie stick option for this, which to me is super cool. The invisible selfie stick thing lets you mount the camera on the selfie stick, and then when you're taking your images, it's like having a drone because the stick doesn't show up in the images anywhere, and you got the 360 imaging, and it's just super, super cool. You can replace the lenses on this, and to me, that's like super important because you've got this camera that's already really durable because it's designed so you can use it in basically any environment. But now you don't have to worry about your camera being trashed if you end up with a screwed up lens. You can pop a new lens in, and user replaceable too. So that's super cool. And also IP68 waterproof. That means that you can go 49 feet underwater with this thing without having a dive housing on it. So that means, like, okay, Brian, for someone like me, I can take this camera and I can like hook it to my car. And I think everyone knows I live in Colorado. And let's say I decide I want to drive Thompson Canyon. And for those of you that know, you know, having a 360 video of Thompson Canyon with this camera would just be bonkers. And I wouldn't have to worry about the weather outside. The camera's going to hold up just fine. It's not going to get waterlogged or anything. And the battery will last through the whole trip. Super cool. So I don't know if you can tell. I'm actually kind of excited about
this camera. Yes, I can tell. And I'm excited for you.
Yeah. I want to put one of these on my car and just go out and play. I want to go hike in the mountains and just play with this thing. And anyhow, if you want to do the same, and you want to score an invisible selfie stick that's worth $24.99 to go along with this. By the way, it's 45-inch selfie stick, so you can get some good distance on this thing. To get that with your Insta 360 X5 purchase, head over to store.insta360.com and use the promo code TCM, like the context machine.
Oh,
and yeah. And you're going to get that selfie stick for free along with it. Here's the thing, though. That free selfie stick, it's available to the first 30 purchasers only. So don't procrastinate. Go get yours. And of course, we'll have a link so that you can learn more in our show notes. Thank you, Insta 360, for being our sponsor today.
Indeed. Thank you very much, Insta 360. We appreciate them.
Yeah.
Yeah. Let's talk about itch.io. that will probably
need an ointment.
That maybe that might sound like a surprising question for anyway, whatever. Itch.io, it's a thing. I only recently learned about this when I had a fellow independent author Feller.
Y'all, I met this feller and he told me about itch.io and it does not need an ointment. Y'all, how was that? I apologize to everyone for what I just did. I will march myself down to HR right now. They have a chair with my name on it. I'm not kidding.
Yeah. And take the iron with you.
Yep. Because these hands aren't going to iron themselves. Actually, they are.
itch.io is a gaming platform for like downloading independently released games, but they have expanded to soundtracks and, more importantly, especially for me, to books. And I put both of my books, my free King Liam First of His Name and then my novel Accidental Intelligence, those are both available on itch.io. You can download them and you get them. You just, it is very much a rough and tumble kind of platform, right? It's, and it's not designed for books, but you get your DRM free book and you can put it where you want and you can read it where you want. And I'm very interested in itch.io as an author because they pay much better royalties. I think they pay 90% royalties, which is orders of magnitude. Wow. It's like 70% is the most you can get from anywhere else. So you even get 90% if you're charging 99 cents. Whereas if you charge 99 cents on Amazon, you're going to be getting 30%.
Yeah, because
anything so there, anything below $2.99, they charge. They only give you 30%, which is, I don't know, criminal, I think, but whatever. I mean, anyway, itch.io is interesting, and it is an interesting emergence that's made possible by the indie community. So, you know, most of their games are, or maybe even all their games are independently produced. So it's an interesting
platform. How did I not know about itch.io before now? I feel like I'm out of a loop that I should have been in. And does this make me old?
Maybe. Well, yeah, it is probably aimed at a younger demographic than us, probably. But I mean, you know, a lot of these games are like, you know, 8-bit games. There are a crap ton of games. And when I say games, I'm not talking about pirated games. I'm talking about independently produced games. And oh, they also have comics.
Right. I just saw that. That's kind of cool.
There are a lot of
Crania issues really, 1 and 2 are there. I haven't read it yet, but there you go.
There are a lot of interesting independently produced comics. So
that's true.
In terms of independently produced media, which not everyone that's hearing me say these words will give a crap about, and I get that. I definitely get that. But itch.io was interesting. And you can find,
this is cool.
Yeah, you can find other authors there too. There are a lot of authors that are adding their books.
Yeah, but the important thing, which I did after you told me about the site, I did a search on Brian Chaffin and you're the top hit.
Yay!
Yeah. Accidental Intelligence and King Liam, First of His Name, both pop up at the top of the list.
Yeah, funny that.
Well, I mean, if you look at the way Google has completely munged search and made it, their search is basically worthless now. And if you look at how searching for content on Amazon or even Apple, you're not going to see the hits that you want popping up. You have to do more digging to find them. So having something where you type in someone's name and their stuff just pops up, thank you. That's how it should be.
I should also add that when you do a search on itch.io, you will get the ability to drill down to more categories. So the homepage has like, if you want to go look at books, you'll need to click, do a search first. Same thing with comics. You don't have readily accessible,
Oh, I see what you're saying. Do your search and then you get the option to filter for just the thing you want after that.
Right. So they do have games, tools, physical games, books, game assets, albums and soundtracks, comics, and the randomizer. So they do have those categories that are available on the homepage. So the physical games, by the way, would be used okay. Physical games.
Oh, sure. That makes sense.
Yeah. So anyway, it's an interesting platform. Folks might want to check it out.
Yeah, that's cool. Well, I'm glad I know about it, although I should have known about it earlier, I think.
Yeah, give me a follow on that platform, by the way.
Oh, I have to log in. Okay. So once I register and log in, then I can follow you.
Yep. You can even rate my book.
Cool.
You can rate both of them.
I can. I have read both, so I'm fully qualified to rate them.
Yep, you are. Thanks. I appreciate you.
Oh, hugs to you.
Yeah. So let's do this. And let's say that's this week's Context Machine. If you have anything to comment on, add, or question, write us at contextmachinepodcast@gmail.com. Our bandwidth is provided by Cashfly. The bass is by Dr. Boom, recorded just for this show. And that's all for this week, Jeff.
It is, but I want to remind everyone that I'm really excited about the Insta360 X5. So everyone, head over to store.insta360.com and use the promo code TCM so that you can score yourself the invisible selfie stick to go along with your Insta360 X5 purchase. So thank you to Insta360 for being our sponsor.
And thank you to our listeners for listening. We appreciate you all.